I would even be for just adding more bones to what we have, like another couple bones on the wings. I think Guy was talking about more finger bones. I don't know about that proposal.
I don't understand what you'd do with more finger bones. I mean, there's only so many bones in an actual hand.
I think if you look on the forums, she was using them basically to keep the mesh in place. I haven't done anything, so I don't know how useful that is, but I haven't generally had problems rigging hands like that. So.
Yeah, I think they decided that they didn't have to have additional bones, at least as far as the skeleton that we're using is concerned. Of course, the various rigs in Blender or Maya may have additional control bones that be structured however people want, but they don't actually get reflected in the final sort of exported data. So I don't really have a position on that side of things. It's whatever works for the artist.
I would just like to see if we are going to add another set of bones, then why don't we do something that's kind of makes sense? Maybe like even another set of arm bones. And then we should have more than enough bones to do pretty much anything.
Yeah, well, I would think, if we add an extra limb pair, one usage would be a set of arm bones, just as well as for an additional set of legs. Yeah, the only restriction really is that it's kind of a nuisance to have to relocate these things if they're not in the right place along the spinal column. But it's kind of hard to avoid that. We can't really stick a limb pair on every vertebra and just kind of cut loose with that. Let's see. We've had questions about wing bones. There's a forum thread post fairly recently that was talking about this in a bit of detail. To add more bones to the sort of main chain of bones for the wing, but to have more like sort of wing fingers so you could model something, more like a bat's wing or something. You can definitely see the use cases there, but I'm not sure how widely adopted it would be, and I'm not sure how many joints we would need to make that work. Would it be sufficient to have, kind of one additional joint and a kind of a fan out, or do you really need more than that?
Give me a minute, I'll put it on for us here.
So just from the shape, it looks like you're using one additional joint or moving one of the existing joints to give you a kind of an additional hinge line along the middle of the wing. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that would be consistent with basically adding two new joints. We would just have a finger joint that was parented to the second to last current wing joint or something like that.
I think there could definitely be another bone or two added to the wings because I could have more control with that wing with a couple more bones. And the wings are very limited in their bone set as it is.
Yeah, one complication, of course, is that there's a lot of different types of wing anatomy depending on what kind of creature you're trying to model. So it's hard to pick a one-size-fits-all layout.
I'm actually doing the exact same thing I did with the bat wings with my elephant ears.
The ears are also using the wing bones?
Yep, with one extended down so I could move that the lower part of his ear around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And when you see the ears even spreading at the ends, that's because of those two bones.
So you're still using the same number of wing joints, but you're just repositioning them?
Yep, exactly. Like I said, though, a couple more would, really be helpful.